Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Link Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics. We're going to start right now with Freda Birnbaum, Dr. Birnbaum. Going to chat with her a little bit about the pros and cons of social media, which happens to be my big hot button right now. And I don't want to put words in Jim McKinney's mouth, but I want to say that I believe he's also very concerned about it. The impact of social media, in my mind, can be so huge that people really need to be aware of both the pros and the cons, because you don't want somebody affecting your thinking unless you know the whole story. Freda, you've been doing some research on social media. Please share your findings with us, would you?
Absolutely. You know, it's rampant around us, and we can't even decipher the difference anymore. What's real news? What's fake news? Is it someone's opinion? Is it something that's going on that we really have to look into and identify and take seriously? You know, propaganda has been around for centuries, and the Internet is only the latest means of communication to be abused and to spread lies and misinformation about what's going on in the world. Today we're talking about governments, companies, and users. They're all waking up to shows and looking at television and social media and seeing that there's a lot of manipulation going on, and we need to really inform people what is really the right thing, what is really the real thing, because it's a very confusing. There's suspicious accounts going on, and we really need to hire personnel to look and to deal with this fake news and to identify, just the same way we do with bullies online. We need to look at certain words, certain cues, and investigate and make these changes. But you know, you told me I have 9 minutes, I'm talking quickly. But you know, there are different types of propaganda going on. There's one that's called clickbait. And these are sites where they tell stories that are deliberately fabricated to gain more exposure, increasing advertising, and for people to click on. So they don't tell the truth. There's no accuracy there. But people are pulled in because of the sensationalization of the story. And then, you know, we're talking about propaganda, then I'm going to let you talk. And these are stories that also, they're created, but they're biased, and they promote this kind of bias depending on what the viewer or what the person who is dealing with the social media is biased towards. And then they will find ways and resources to promote more of that. So I can continue, or I can let you speak however you want to go about it.
Just Freda, this is Jim, and just a quick question. You know, so my perspective is that in the past, you know, we've always had rumor mills. You talked about propaganda, and of course the communist system and even the Nazi propaganda machine, they've had huge influences. But today we have this global reach with information instantaneously. There's no opportunity to, it's very difficult to respond quickly to this type of, you know, this type, the clickbait or the fake information. And it seems to me that there, well, from personal experience, I know that it can make decision, you know, change decisions for, you know, senior leaders in governments very rapidly based on false information. How dangerous is that for our community from your perspective?
It's absolutely very scary when we vote for people who we feel have certain agendas that are supporting us. And we are voting for people who can really be destructive. Well, we're talking about something that can put our lives at risk. and I'm not exaggerating that at all. Fake news, we need to take a closer look and check the resources and the credibility. When we're looking at breaking news every day, who are the people that are breaking the news, and what are their biases? As we know, depending on what station, that's what we hear, and we tune into what we want to hear. Even our president tunes in to Fox News because that's really where he feels he's most supported. So we have to look beyond the headlines, beyond the sensationalism. There used to be newspapers. You would have reporters that would give the reporters. Here every 5 minutes there's breaking news. Well, who's breaking this news? And how is it possible that it's happening so often? We need to take a step back, check the facts, check the biases. This is not a joke. We have to be able to determine how to give facts and how to give the news in such a way that we can walk away politically with the right information so we know who to vote for, not to have interference from other countries, as supposedly we have heard, not to have interference from people who are running to become the President of the United States. What have they done to go ahead and establish more votes for themselves? So this is a time right now that it's very scary about the decisions we make, but it's also scary because the support system we're supposed to have, we actually can't even trust. So we have to really step back, slow down. We can't even rely on what we hear. Last night they had the debate. What are they really saying? We even have to research the people and the topics and what they discussed completely before we eat with an answer, because even they are saying things that make them look better.
Yeah, it's disturbing. And Dr. Robert Epstein, Harvard, educated professor and research analyst, has discussed, him, formerly Clinton supporter, talking about the potential impact from shifting Google search criteria for the 2016 election. Very serious influence through these types of media outlets. It's frightening. It's very frightening.
It's very frightening. And then when we laugh at the misinformation, we forget that it's often supposed to be entertaining us. When we see sites that are not really facts, we go ahead and we get confused about the real information, the entertainment information, the biased information that's all in front of us. And social media plays a huge part in this. When we look at something and we read it and it makes sense to us and the stories behind the facts, then we have the wrong kind of criteria of how to respond, not only to elections, but how to respond to the news. The fear factor, is there really a fear factor? And our children are part of this, because when they hear the wrong news, they integrate that. My son, this morning, I was taking him to school, said to me, there are terrorists around us. You have to be careful who you're talking to. And I said to him, really? Who told you that? He said, I hear it in the news all the time. This is not the first time he discussed a fear factor of what is reality and what is not reality. So things are pretty hyped up. When something happens, it's almost as if it's happening all the time. So young people have to be protected from this fear factor of what is really going on and what is really something that we have to look out for, but it's not part of our lives. And this is something that is going to be discussed more, going to be looked at more, and going to be changed now that we're going into this new election as well.
Dr. Birnbaum, we have to close out here. And I'm going to close out by saying I think social media right now can be the best thing in the world, but can also be, as it has been in the past, the worst thing in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, be very aware of that problem. Dr. Birnbaum, always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I got to tell you, Jimmy, I don't know if you agree or disagree, but Dr. Birnbaum is absolutely very, very good, well-versed in the pros and cons of social media. I'm glad we could get her on the show today. We have an interesting guest right now. He's not only a friend of mine, but he is also somebody who is really making a difference in our society. As you know, folks out there, we are have no time whatsoever for people who just complain. Complaining accomplishes absolutely nothing. We want to highlight on this particular program people who are making a difference. Our guest right now, his name is Carl Hatterley. Carl is the head golf professional at Semi Yamo Golf Course. He is very involved right now in an organization called Folds of Honor. What exactly is Folds of Honor? Folds of Honor gives aid to returning veterans' families. I guess I should say returning soldiers' families. And Carl is going to tell us about that. What Carl is doing, by the way, in terms of helping them out, is he is donating all of the revenue from his golf lessons into the future to the Folds of Honor. You know, given the fact that golf professionals make most of their money giving lessons, I applaud Carl for doing what he's doing right now. Carl, tell us a little bit about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Well, first of all, thanks, Al and Jim, for having me on today to talk about this organization and what I'm doing here at Semi Yamo Golf and Country Club. So what I'm hosting is a Patriot Golf Day, and what that means is I'm going to do a lesson drive all day long, half an hour lessons with a suggested donation. All proceeds go to the Folds of Honor. Currently, I have people signed up from 8 o'clock to 6 p.m., so I will be out there all day on the range, or we'll be here in the simulator room hitting golf balls and improving our golf games and improving the lives of children and whose families have been affected by their fathers or mothers going off to war and possibly not coming home or coming home disabled. And what the Folds of Honor does is it creates scholarships for these kids for their education and helps give them a foundation that they can move forward and better their lives, better their family's lives, and those in the community.
Hey, Carl, so tell me a little bit about your connection and why you made the decision to do something as nice as this in the community here.
Yeah, well, being a PGA member now for the last several years is very important to me, and that's the Professional Golf Association of America. And this organization was founded by a fellow PGA member, Major Dan Rooney, who was an Air National Guard F-16 pilot out of Oklahoma. And he was on his day job was a PGA professional. So what better way than he knew than to use a game of golf to help raise money for this. And our section and chapter and nationally, golf pros around the country and the world support this. And our chapter, the Western Washington chapter of the PGA, has been raising thousands of dollars for the Folds of Honor and other local veterans programs in our communities.
Well, that's fantastic, and I not only applaud it, but as a veteran, and I can't express the appreciation for the community when people go out and do that. Do you have any personal experience? Do you have family members or people that you know that served?
You know, I had my grandfather served in the Navy, same with a couple of my uncles. But really, it was my friends who I had seen go off to war, the Iraq War. It's my generation. I graduated high school in 2005, so obviously that war was going on, and I had people who I went to school with, elementary, junior high, and high school. Some didn't come home. Some came home. And just to see that and, you know, to give back to that community, I think is highly important. And I applaud them and thank them for their service every day.
You know, I'm going to tell you one thing, Jim. I feel very fortunate in the sense that all of our listeners who we communicate with on our blog and all of the listeners who call me personally and want to chat about various issues, this is a group of folks who are very, very involved in making America a good place to live. You know, when you listen to the debates as I did last night, basically you have the other side of the aisle talking about how terrible things are, talking about how we got to get Trump out of office, he's ruining the country, etc., etc. I don't have any time for people like that because they have absolutely nothing to say to me. If all you're saying is the other side is wrong, and we got to get them out, and you have no suggestions, which none of them really seem to. I simply don't have time for people like that, and I never have had at any point in my life. Carl, I'm curious about, talk a little bit about what's going on at the golf course up the road from us here, and how, do you feel that your effort right now with the kind of response you're getting has proven to be beneficial for the folks who utilize Folds of Honor?
Yeah, you know, I think we're trying to make a change here at the golf club and restructure our business model. I think it's been good. I think we're headed down the right direction. Membership is growing. Yes, we've had some feathers ruffled, but that was to be expected. But all I can do is my job every day. The people around me are doing theirs. I can do my best to create a community and help it grow. And through initiatives like this and initiatives of, you know, getting people to experience the game of golf, that's what I got in the business for. I love the game of golf. It's taught me a lot about life, and it's made me a better person. And if I can change a few people to see that, or see the lens of life through the game of golf like I have, I've done my job. So
that's fantastic, because the value of going out and spending 3 or 4 hours, well, or 4.5 if you're me, digging holes, but actually trying to just enjoy the beauty of our world and the positive feelings that you have through the game should really, ultimately what we're trying to do is reflect that in our society, and everybody's searching for that. And I love the idea of bringing a positive event, even to, you know, the challenges and the Folds of Honor, because in fact, you know, these are, you know, family members that have suffered, obviously. But the value of that is so, so important. And we need a lot more of that unity, a lot less of that divisiveness, a lot more of that unity. Very much appreciated that you're doing this.
You know, I got to
call you back.
I have to close out the segment, guys, only because we've got a commercial coming up here in about 20 seconds. But I want to say one thing, and that is, if any of our listeners have examples similar to what Carl is doing right now, please let Jim and I know. And the reason I say that is because, you know what? Big Al is very tired of complaining. Bill, Big Al is very tired of the anger that's resulting from the rift in our society. And it's people like Carl Hatterley who are changing that and putting it in a very positive direction. Stick around after the top of the hour news. Jim McKinney and I will be right back.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police are investigating a shooting near a light rail station in downtown Seattle. They say 3 people were struck by gunfire on Friday night. One of the victims died. Mark Jamison is with the Seattle Police Department.
There may have been some sort of dispute or disturbance up here on the street level, and then it went down into the tunnel where the shooting occurred.
Israel is insisting that it did not spy on the White House. The Israeli government denies a report in Politico that its intelligence service planted cell phone monitoring devices near the White House complex. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has issued a statement labeling the report absolutely false. Saudi Arabia says two drones attacked two major oil facilities in the kingdom, sparking fires. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, if we had more Americans that were taking steps like Carl is taking to improve the status of some people in our country, America would become a much, much better place. So I got to give Carl all the kudos that I possibly can. He's doing a good thing. On to another subject that's in and out of the news on a daily basis right now, and that is the relationship between China and the United States and the relationship between Iran and the United States. Been talking off mic this week about that with both Chris and Jim, and Chris in particular feels there is something going on in the works in terms of our relationship with those two countries. Want to explain, Chris?
Well, in the last week, guys, we saw a little bit of a softening of tone between the U.S. and China as far as trade is concerned. China decided to exempt a few U.S. imports to that country from tariffs. President Trump decided to not rub any further salt in the wound for his part of things. And tariffs that were scheduled to go into effect on October the 1st, when the People's Republic celebrates its 70th birthday, he postponed those for 2 weeks. That's as of now. Those things caught the market's attention, and then late in the week we had a rumor that was back and forth, and one minute the administration admitted it, the next minute they didn't, but suggesting that Trump was open to the idea of a so-called interim deal where we would sell badly needed food to China and some other things. The president, in return for that, might further postpone tariffs that are due to be imposed or maybe roll back some others and use that as a kind of a goodwill gesture between both parties to see if we can't break this impasse. There's still much bigger fish to fry. I've said for a long time that this is way more strategically than soybean sneakers and cell phones. You've got military things going on in the South China Sea. You've got cyber espionage, all different kind of things. Nothing is going to get solved next week or next year, or maybe even by this president. It's just going to go on for a long time. But at week's end, especially when you see the way the markets are seizing on this or wanting to seize on it, it's looking as though the hardline position of both parties is softening a bit to where maybe there's going to be something productive come. That remains to be seen.
Yeah, Chris, I believe that the press and the media that has spun this is, you know, completely disruptive to, global trade and, of course, maybe unfair and bad decision-making in the administrative, in the U.S. administration, I think really underestimates the position, the disadvantaged position the Chinese are in. They're over-leveraged in many ways. They depend, of course, on resources from external for imports. They depend on the manufacturing. We've seen movement out of China of a large number of manufacturing facilities in the last few months, according to Japanese Investment Bank. You've got maybe 50 companies, tech companies, and manufacturing companies leaving. So that and their real estate market and the dependence on oil, the prices that are going down, really does put China in a difficult position. The U.S. does have the advantage on it, but at the same time, it's very complex, and you've got to be careful not to overplay your hand. It's interesting to see, and we talked off mic, the change with Bolton and how much of that really have an impact on where we're going and what we're doing, and of course, how it's connected with Iran and even the North Korea discussions. What are your thoughts on those?
You know, I have to tell you, in my opinion, these Democratic debates right now are going to be totally forgotten if Trump accomplishes a couple of things. One of them is solidifies in a positive sense our relationship with Iran. I think he can do that. I think basically all he has to do is somehow come out with a determination that a lot of the boogeyman theories that are going on right now about Iran, pardon me, simply are true. And I think that if we resolve a number of things from a business standpoint and an economic standpoint with China, I don't think the Democrats are going to stand a chance in the 2020 election. And I tell you, if the two things that we're talking about right now are settled, number one being Iran and number two being China, Trump's going to go down in history as being one of the best presidents of all time. Do you think it'll turn out that way, Chris?
We can always hope. And unlike a lot of people who are more partisan about this, and this is, Jim alluded to this as far as the way the media treats some of these things, especially on trade. It all starts with either, you're a Trump sycophant or you have Trump derangement syndrome. And that's how people on both sides at times are looking at these things. These are very complex issues. They did not start with Donald Trump. They will not end when he leaves office. And these are very big, long-term strategic things. We have a situation in the world right now, and sticking with China for a minute, then I do want to talk about Iran and what's going on there. But sticking with China, guys, and I've made this analogy many times, you have a lot of people in the deep state and the military-industrial complex, and they have co-opted since the 1st of May our trade policy and the president's attention to this. From the pragmatists who seem to have sway before. These people see what happened in the 1980s when our major geopolitical, geostrategic competitor, the Soviet Union, we basically spent them, or actually borrowed and spent them, into oblivion. They have an idea that they want to do the same thing to China, which is our big rival in the world today. The difference, however, is that back in the 80s, when you look at the economics of this, the Soviet Union's economy wasn't even a rounding error when it comes to global GDP. In the case of China, China's the world's second largest economy, and as Jim alluded to, they've been under enormous stress for a while now over this. They are hurting way more. Their financial and banking system and the credit system that they have there. No country on this planet since the 2008 financial crisis borrowed the kind of money and created the kind of really unsustainable debt edifice that China did in relation to the size of its economy. And so a lot of these people, including the president to some extent, I think, smell blood in the water. He wants to use that to try and get a better deal for America and American workers and American exports and so forth, get the Chinese to stop cheating and playing dirty games, being part of the global trading system. That's all great stuff, and Democrats, Republicans alike laud him for that. The danger has been up until this point that the people at the Pentagon and at the CIA who just want to eliminate China, at least for a while, as a military or strategic threat, have been running the risk and don't seem to care that they will sink China's financial system. And if they do, we go with it, at least for a while. And that's the part of this that I think a lot of the people haven't understood.
You know, you bring up a really, pardon me, you bring up a really interesting point, Chris, and I'd like to get your opinion on what he just said, Jim.
Yeah, I think, okay, good. Yeah, so I agree that the Chinese are under pressure. I agree that we are in and have an opportunity. I think we've got to be careful. I agree with Chris also that we don't want to see the entire global economy disrupted from it. And that's the careful walk that this administration has to do. And it's interesting because you get a lot of negative press about it. But the reality is he's doing it fairly well. And he's doing it fairly well here. He's doing it fairly well in Iran. He's been doing it actually fairly well in North Korea. So those are the three big problem areas global, geostrategically.
And we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. I'll be right back with Chris Temple, Jim McKinney, and we're going to wrap up KER Politics. Thanks, guys. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. You know, we were chatting off mic, taking a break here, and I kind of feel that we left a lot of loose ends when we got done with segment 7, the prior segment. Want to put that to closure, and the reason I want to do that is because I think we have some very, very important issues that we're talking about here. The U.S. situation, the U.S. dealings with Iran and mainland China are, I think, probably two of the most important international things that we have to deal with. Let's wrap that one up, Jim. Maybe you can give your, why don't you give your opinion on that first?
Yeah, I say the three big geostrategic issues right now, China number one, Iran and North Korea. Those are the big issues that are going to make or break both economies and how we deal with the world. And it seems to me, from my perspective, that we've been going through it delicately. There's been some ups and downs, but the administration has held fast where in the past we've seen a lot of, in the past 20 years, most of our leaders there and most of our folks in the inside the Beltway just cow to foreign demands and looking at the world in this internationalist view that we're no greater than or better than anybody else. And it's very comforting to see somebody hold firm on some of these issues. And I think it's giving the United States a much better advantage in these negotiations and discussions. And it also shows the strength, not just through military power, but more importantly, through the economic influence and just standing firm on policy. I think it's valuable for America right now. And I think that, it took, and I don't want to go on too much longer, but it took 2 or 3 years to clean out some of the senior advisors that had the old mentality inside the administration. And with Bolton gone, you've got, and actually the DNI too, with, the senator who was working as the director of national intelligence, you clear away some of those old views. You get Pompeo, you get some of these Mnuchin, Mnuchin and some of these other people that are actually very supportive and looking at the world in a very different way than that kind of almost, I won't say neocon, but in a very bureaucratic way. It's changing the direction. And I think it's a, I think we are moving in the right direction. But it's, as Chris had pointed out, it's a long-term issue. None of this stuff is going to be solved.
No, it really is. Yeah, no, it really is. Chris, you want to opine on that?
Yeah, I hope we are going in the right direction in that sense. I think it was Coates you were referring to, wasn't it,
Jim? Yeah, it was Dan Coates. Yeah,
Dan Coates, right.
Yeah.
Look, I think that when you look at the way in which President Trump started out, and a lot of people who have been more libertarian and America first and less in favor of the military adventures around the world and all of those things which Donald Trump ran on, a lot of us were disappointed to see some of the choices that have been made along the way, including with Bolton. Happy that he's gone. He should have been there in the first place, in my view. But you look at a guy like General Flynn, who had been picked, and my real thing here is that, especially with the revelations about how Flynn was railroaded, that he either gets exonerated by the courts or Trump pardons him and then brings him on as his new national security advisor. That would be a very happy day and a good day for world peace if that were to happen. That's, I'm digressing a bit. But the thing with Landis last week, guys, was really interesting because Bolton's seat hadn't even cooled off around the table of Trump's inner circle before the news was coming out that the president is interested in meeting with Iran's Rouhani. He is interested in revisiting the U.S.'s position on sanctions and so forth. And there's a lot of moving parts to this and a lot of ulterior motives. Why president might be taking this. I think it involves oil. I think it involves China. I think it involves his concern that there is a risk that oil might rise and make him look bad in consumers' eyes going into the election. And if there's a way to do it, it'd be nice to have a few million barrels of oil back on the market that is right now, for all practical purposes, off. So this is going to be really interesting to see how these things play out. A sidebar with Iran, guys, don't forget that China has committed tens and tens and scores of billions of dollars to Iran. And they were right on the edge of announcing, and I pointed this out recently, that if things remained intractable with the U.S., they were on the verge of announcing that they are going to circumvent U.S. sanctions. They will buy that directly from Iran, which they're financing in the first place to a great extent. They'll do it outside the U.S. dollar and see what the U.S. wants to do about it. I don't think anybody, including Donald Trump, wanted to go down that road. And I have to believe if there was someone, there's a fly on the wall that we could interview, that was part of the discussion that went on. Part of the reason Bolton is gone, part of the reason why Trump wants to see if there is a way to back away from these sanctions against Iran.
And there's one other issue that's very, very important that is concurrent with the, related very closely, I guess I should say, rather than concurrent, with the situation between the U.S. and Iran and between the U.S. and China. Chris, it's something you and I talked about off mic yesterday, and I'd like you to elaborate on what you said, and that is the relationship between these three countries and the U.S. financial markets.
Well, again, one of the subjects that has come out in the recent past, I'm going to be writing about in the very near future, you've had everybody from China with threats, Russia with threats, and even the outgoing head of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, all in different ways cast aspersions on the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency going forward. The president has been trying to talk down the dollar. He's castigated the Fed. That's among the more lame and ham-fisted things he's been doing, in my opinion. He should be careful what he wishes for, because we need that money from foreign countries to continue to finance U.S. debt and for a host of other reasons. So I think that if things form up between the U.S. and China and with Iran and that whole deal as well, it buys the U.S. currency more time, because it took Donald Trump being president, coming in as a disruptor, to call attention to some of the more negative influences of the dollar being global reserve currency. I hope he turns around and handles this right, because in my view, as good an instinct as he has on with these larger geopolitical things and strategic things, his nuts and bolts understanding of currency issues and the role of the dollar leaves an awful lot to be desired, and that still bothers me.
Jimmy, why don't you wrap this up? We have 2 minutes on the button left.
All right. So I think that, you know, with China, Iran, North Korea, the big issues, you know, you still have Venezuela's, you still have Russia's, there are other geostrategic issues out there, Brexit, for instance, and as well as some of the very challenging issues with QE and quantitative easing in Europe that still exist today, crazy enough. But and we're moving back towards that in some ways. But I think the media spin has been that really this administration is just incompetent. And what the reality is beginning to show forward is that there is actually a method to this madness, and there's a purpose for it. The details, I think, are not done well by an executive that, you know, he's not a detail guy. What he's depending on is Kudlow and Mnuchin and some of these other very intelligent folks to help guide those decisions. So I'm confident that's going to go forward. And what I want to contrast what we see as the opposition moving up closely with the ideas that, first of all, they're campaigning on, we're going to take your guns, we're going to take your health care, we're going to take your money for more taxes, we're going to take your cars and your gas. That just doesn't seem to me to be playing very well out there. And after the debate last night, I'm wholly disappointed in rational policies or things that will go forward to benefit the nation from the opposition. I think this administration is going to have to work pretty hard and diligent to make sure that they win it, but I really do hope we go forward with these same types of policies with a bigger strategic view and not get caught in these ridiculous giveaway programs.
I got to tell you, Jimmy, I agree 100% with what you're saying. It seems like what we're talking about right now with the contemporary events that are going on are much more important than many of the subjects that they're dealing with in the debates.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.